Hello, Fosnem. I'm Dmitry Malyshev. I'm a graphics engineer at Mozilla, and I'm gonna dive into the history of WebGPU with you, fortunately. And if you survive, I'm gonna show you how we use Rust in it. So there's also quite a bit of bright colors here. Beware if you have a history of epilepsy or something. So this is a fairly long agenda. I hope we're gonna get at least to 0.4 here. The most interesting stuff is at 0.5, so we'll try to keep the pace. This is the screenshot from Red Dead Redemption, and what I want is for us to be able to write code, graphics code, which would produce a similar picture on all platforms, including the web. Today is not impossible at all. If you use a commercial engine like the one that Rockstar uses, then you may be able to reach consoles and some of the desktop platforms, not all of them, and you will not reach the web by that. So this is a very, very unreachable goal today, and this is what we are trying to fix in the WebGPU working group. The API that is today that is portable is OpenGL. Unfortunately, OpenGL is dying. And every vendor tries to implement their Vulkan drivers in such a way that OpenGL is just an afterthought, and nobody optimizes for OpenGL, and it has very many limitations that I try to express. The only good thing about OpenGL is that you can target the web with it today, with some limited subset of it. Many concepts of OpenGL survived through the beginning, and they are very far from either the way hardware works or the way we think about graphics programming. So it's not a protocol for us graphics engineers to talk to the modern hardware today. Microsoft is not officially supporting OpenGL, and it's forbidden in the Universal Windows Platform. WebGL actually works via D3D11 on the most popular platform, and Apple officially deprecated it. So you can make conclusions from here. This is a more technical slide. We can't use multiple cores. We can't predict where the driver is gonna try to freeze us for hundreds of milliseconds. Optimizing for mobile is a challenge. Data transfers is an art, and WebGL 2 is not even portably supported. OpenGL evolved in such a way that allows you to skip it and do more on the GPU. And that path does not allow rich worlds like the one that I showed you in the beginning, where there is like thousands of small objects with different materials. This is just not acceptable. So the first question, has anyone heard the fact that Apple started WebGPU? Yes, two people, great. This is not correct. It couldn't be farther from truth. The only thing that Apple started with WebGPU is the name which the group took from Apple. So this is how it started. 2016, Vancouver. We gathered around the browser vendors, Intel, a few more folks, and we didn't know what we were doing. We were trying to figure out, is there a way to design an API that wouldn't be as complex as Vulkan while still be portable and maybe target the web? Because, you know, WebGL is technically a Kronos project, and OpenGL and Vulkan are both Kronos projects. So this was in the Kronos meeting, and browser vendors came with their own proposals on what this is going to look like. We, Mozilla, brought something called Web Metal. It worked on top of Vulkan. Apple brought something